for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, July the 1st, 1997. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim and Mildred Coffey are the ministers of the afternoon.
I believe that Sister Mildred Coffey is going to be our teacher. I see Brother Jim didn't return up here, and that leaves her here. So, Sister Mildred, blessings.
There we go. Okay, Mo. Praise the Lord. The trick is to get me turned off. Praise the Lord.
Always on.
The Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
You know, I really appreciated Brother Phil's song. What he played. We sing that before we go into ministry on almost every service. Oh, the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. And we were singing it earlier, but if I had my little tape recorder out, I'd taped it. But I didn't have it out. You know, I missed the morning session. I went back to sit back in the back a little while to just kind of meditate. While the singing was going on, the worship service was going on. And as I sat there, several people came by to talk to me, and one in particular came and spent some time with me. I never did get back into service, but you know, it was really of the Lord, because I've been teaching. I do a lot of teaching here on Soul Ties. I'm not going to teach on Soul Ties, but before I teach this afternoon, before I share some this afternoon, I want to share a little bit with you about some things that we were discussing back there on the blood. I've been doing a study on the blood, and you know, the scripture says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And you know, Isaiah 53, before going any further, let me pray, okay? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come to you now as your children. Lord, we come, and as we come, we lift up that name that's above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his shed blood. We thank you for salvation that entails everything that we have need of, Father. And we just give you praise and honor tonight, this afternoon. Lord, we thank you for the authority that's in the name of Jesus. And in that name that's above every name, I bind the enemy. I bind a spirit of fatigue or tiredness in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that would try to twist anything that I say or cause confusion in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me speak that which you revealed to me and show me just what your word says. And Father, I just thank you for that you said when we ask, we receive. And I bind the strong man over this place again. And I ask, Father, that you station angels around us in the name of Jesus. And just, Father, minister to each one of us now. And Father, let us see in us anything that we need to be free from in the name of Jesus Christ. We came, Father, to be delivered. And Father, as we break the word, open the word, we ask that we just receive the word for deliverance in Jesus' name. And we'll give all the praise and honor and the glory to the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
But as we were talking about the blood, I was sharing with her that I had been doing, asking the Lord about the soul, because I'm very interested in the soul. You know, I've been teaching on it for quite a while. And Isaiah 53, verse 12 says that Jesus poured out his soul for us, for our salvation, for us. And we know that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So I was just, I had run a lot of scripture references, and I was sharing with my friend. And I'll tell you who it is, because she told me to, that it, she was sharing some things with me that she and Brother Bill Banks had been looking at in the area of the blood. And I thought it was so interesting, because I was sharing with her, and she began to share with me that they, she said that one time she had had two blood transfusions. And she said that after she had those blood transfusions, she was not herself. She said there was a spirit of rage in her, that she was just absolutely, just, you know, would just go into rages. And she said that she was so totally different that it was no longer her. She didn't understand herself. And she said, then when the Lord began to show her this, we were talking about the soul and the blood, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And she said she went to her doctor after she had been delivered from this and asked him how that when you have a blood transfusion, if you were having children, how it would affect those children. And we were looking at it like this, and I believe this, that when you take someone else's blood, you're getting part of their soul.
Right. Amen.
And the Lord was showing us as we sat there and talked about this, how many different souls are involved when you get one person's blood. I'm telling you this so you can get some deliverance from it. So don't get scared. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. So here you've got one person's blood, but they have a father and a mother. And if you go back all the generations that's in the bloodline, think of all the curses you could pick up. And she said, if anybody has been in trouble with that, she said, tell them to come ask her about how she felt. She's here. In the campground. She's not in here right now. But I don't think. But anyway, I just wanted to share this with you. I'm going to share to this afternoon. I told the ladies, this is supposed to be the ladies, so I'll tell y'all. I was going to share on the sins of the mothers. And I'm still going to share on it. But you think about it, when I'm sharing, you think about if you've had a blood transfusion, that you need the souls in that blood transfusion. You need to be delivered from it.
Amen.
She received deliverance, and she became herself again. And let me tell you this. This was so exciting. She said that she gave blood to a member of her family. I don't remember. I think it was the mother. And said when the blood, as I understood what she said, that it wouldn't go through the vein like it's supposed to or something. And the doctors were checking it and said they'd never seen blood like hers. So after she'd been delivered and prayed for healing of her blood, what does the scripture say? He says, I'll cleanse the blood that has not been cleansed. Her blood had been so cleansed that it was so, the doctors couldn't explain it. Isn't that good? I was excited because I'm still doing the study. We're doing some more studying together on this to find out more and more about it because I want to know. Don't you want to know? Jesus poured out. What did he pour out for us? His blood. And he said he poured out his soul. Some people get real put out with me about soul and soul ties. I'm sorry. God told me to speak the word, to speak what I know. Listen, y'all, I got to tell you this. I'm just me, and God knows it.
Amen.
And he knows I'm not smart enough to figure all this out. So he has to give it to me.
Yes.
And when he gives it to me, he says, you give it.
Amen.
And when I start with the sins of the mothers, I never heard of it, and I know that God is talking in this scripture that I'm going to give you in a minute, so don't get ahead of me, and I'm not going to get ahead of me either. That he's talking about Israel, he's talking about Jerusalem and all this, but spiritually, when I saw this, I began to see why women, when you go to, we know that when you go to a doctor, they ask you if your father or your mother had this disease. Now people, they ask about your mother, too, the doctors do. And we've been talking about the sins of the fathers, that are the curses that are brought on by the sins of the fathers for the third and the fourth generation. But I can tell you about my own family that my sisters looked just like my mother and had every disease that she had. And as far as I could remember, and as long far back as I could remember, I never knew of my father ever being sick. Now, something that tells me that somewhere we have been missing something. And so when I read that scripture, I thought, Lord, there it is, right there. See, I look at the word, and I want to see it by the Spirit, what it's saying spiritually to me. Some people say, well, you can just spiritualize everything. Well, I can sit here. You know, the enemy, the people that walk with the enemy use a word.
That's right.
Amen. They take it legal, you know, and use it, mess up, and do their thing. So we got to know what God's saying to us. He's saying a lot of things to us. You got to let Him reveal it to you.
Amen.
Because He doesn't want the world to know it.
That's right. Yeah. Come on.
And so He's telling us, hey, look at this book as a spiritual book, and then let the Holy Ghost reveal it to you.
Amen.
So, I don't have any problem with it. As my husband says, he keeps me in line. He does. He checks everything I preach out, I promise you. And then if I make a bobble, he gets up and straightens me out.
Praise the Lord.
He does. That's okay. We don't want to get narrow. And my great prayer is, Lord, don't let me be deceived. Okay, I'm going to start in Genesis, chapter 3. Start at the beginning. We begin at the beginning. I just wanted to use a verse of scripture in Genesis 3. Well, I think I'll use maybe a couple. Start in verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, I know that the scripture is speaking of Jesus there, but I also want you to look at something. That word enmity is hatred, hostility, and to be an enemy. And then it says here, and I was telling Brother Jackie at lunch, I saw a word that I had not seen before as I was reading this. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. And we know that seed of a children comes from men. But I was looking at this and the way the Lord was showing it to me, and he was showing me that the seed of the woman, we fight the enemy really more than you men do. Be honest. How much binding and loosening have you done this morning, men? Tell me. See, we know about the word, but we don't do it. Have you bound over your family this morning? Have you taken authority over them? Well, who does it? The women, most of the time. You say, well, they're home. They got time. But we need the men to begin to do the work. I want you to see that the seed of the woman, and I know that it's talking about Jesus, that he came forth, and that's what it's referring to. But the Lord led me to this when I was looking at the women being under the curses of their mothers. And the Lord was talking to me this morning as I was reading this. I got up real early this morning. I'll get up at 6 o'clock every morning. I don't get to prayer meeting, but I get up at 6, and I'm praying, so I'm not down here. But I was talking to the Lord about that, and as I was talking to Him about this, He said, who takes care of the children? Who trains up the children? Who trains them? The mothers. And, you know, if you want to see a transference of spirits, you can call it transference of spirits if you want to, because the mother transfers spirits to her, to the children. But when I read this scripture over in Ezekiel, and that's where we're going, Ezekiel 16, I was studying, I stay a lot in chapter 13, because as I said, I do a lot on the soul and a lot on doing the study on the blood. And so I was just continued reading after I had finished chapter 13 and read over into this and began to see where the scripture was saying here, and again in verse 1, said, and again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the Son of Man caused Jerusalem to know her abominations, and saying, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother was a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple her thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. Then I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou was cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And as I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, yet live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. By the way, before I go any further, we've used that scripture there when we passed, when he said, when I passed by and saw you polluted in your own blood. We've used it to stop bleeding when we're praying for someone and they're bleeding. And we use this and we stand upon this word that said, he said, when you're polluted in your own blood, I say, live. And blood cease in the name of Jesus. And we have seen it stop. But when I was reading this, I wanted you to see that, you know, you and I have tried. We try everything to work out our own salvation in the area of doing good things. We feel like if we can be good enough or work hard enough that, you know, be honest, you do. I did in church for years. Elma read a thing up there. Elma, she read it out of her book and said when we were talking about I think she said it was about 34. We're not near 100. But we did everything we knew to do to try to find the Lord and to please the Lord. And all he wants us to do is to believe him and receive and accept him. But we even would try to save ourselves. And he's talking about, I know he's talking about Jerusalem. I know he's talking about a city. But let me ask you something. Can a city itself be sinful? Now, think about it before you answer me. It's the people in it, isn't it? And so he's talking about people. And we look at it and we say, well, you know, he's not talking about us. Yes, he is. He's talking about the people in this world today. And so when he said that the father was an Amorite, if you'll run that word Amorite down, what is it?
Pride.
Your father was full of pride. And a Canaanite.
No, Hittite.
The Hittite is fear. Run the words down, look them up in your concordance, and do all the background. He's done it, so I'm using his directions, okay? But here we see that he's talking about the mother, the people, were conceived in pride. Somebody asked me why the men didn't get any more deliverance than they do. And I said, pride. They're full of pride. Well, I don't need any deliverance. My wife needs, I'm telling you, she needs to get free of all that old, those old Jezebel spirits, all that old stuff. But man, I'm telling you what, you don't know what I go through living with her. She really needs deliverance. And the wife's over here saying, my husband really needs deliverance. He just don't know what all I go through. And what we need to do is hold the mirror up and say, okay, Lord, what do I need?
Amen.
But we have... What my whole point of the thing of what I just read is, you don't know what your father or your mother was walking in when you were conceived, and you don't know what entered into you when you were conceived. And I'm telling you, we want to be cleaned up. We want to be filled with the Lord, don't we?
Yeah.
We want to be walking. Want to walk by, and if you've got a problem, that as we walk by, the Spirit of the Lord will reveal to us, and we can pray or whatever. I believe God wants that for us. I know he doesn't want us sick. He doesn't want us always having to have deliverance. He wants us to get this show on the road, get rid of these things, and get on and go out. I've been hearing everybody say that every one of you being called to minister. That's what the word says, to the minister of reconciliation. God said as you go, Bill sings it all, we sing it here, as you go, preach, yes, saying the kingdom of heaven has come, yes, heal the sick, yes, raise the dead, have you raised any dead people lately? Cleanse the lepers, and cast out devils. You know, I always hear people talking about John 14:12. So we've got to do the works of Jesus, but you know, Jesus said we'd do the greater works. Well, I'm not seeing the works of Jesus like we should be doing, do you? Think about it. Did you pass someone today that was wounded or sick or hurt and then stopped to minister to them? Were you too busy? I came downstairs a while ago. I was coming in to get a drink. It's a little bit warm upstairs. It wasn't as bad as it was yesterday. And I met two people that needed deliverance while I got my drink of water. But you know, I praise God. That's what I love to do, is to cast out spirits. So every time I cast one out, I think about it. Just think, there's room for Jesus there. I'm telling you, if I told them today it was my time up there. We didn't get into deliverance, but I sat on the front row and had a handful of paper towels. I was ready for deliverance. Me, it was my time. I mean, you know, I've been ministered. Don't you think we should have our time too? But we go on, and we need to know some of the things about our background. I never will get through with this. Yes, I will, by faith. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go over to verse 44. And this is the one that the Lord used when he began to show me the reason. Someone came here, I think it was Fern, and told me that she had a lot of sicknesses on her that was on her mother, on her family. And not only the women, men, but you might have the sickness and the physical things from your mother, too. I know we teach, and I'm going to get on to the sins of the fathers. The scriptures talks about the sins of the fathers that are visited on the children to the third and fourth generation. But what I'm talking about today is the things we have picked up from our mothers. He said, behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Thou art thy mother's daughter that loatheth her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters that loatheth their husband and their children. Their mother was a Hittite, and your father was an Amorite, and thine elder sister Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Said your mother's daughter, and your sister was a Canaanite and Sodomite. Lust from Canaan, and everyone knows what Sodom was. And so here we see he's saying, and I know that if you get in the natural and read it, that he's talking about the cities and all of this, and read the whole book. But there's so much of it there spiritually that he's talking about us. The scripture is talking about us, that God is wanting us to clean ourselves up. And we need to begin. You don't believe what I'm saying? I'm not through. I'm just getting started. Over in Genesis, in chapter 27, let's look at Rebekah and Jacob. What happened to Jacob? What did Rebekah do? You know, as I was reading this, I was really just thinking along the lines of women, because I plan to teach this, at my church to some of the women there. In fact, I have done it. I've taught it there. But as I was studying it, the Lord said, look, go look back in the scripture at the men and how the sins of the mothers worked in their lives. Genesis 27, verse 6. He says, and Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will fail me, and I shall sing to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch from them. Fetch me them. So, you know what happened to Jacob, don't you? He received a blessing. His mother deceived, fixed him up to deceive his mother. See, we're talking about the mothers. His mother fixed him up so his father wouldn't know that it was he. And she said, she cursed herself, you know, she did. And she died. But she also brought that curse upon him. How did she do it? When he went to Mary, wasn't he tricked? He tricked his father because of his mother, the encouragement. You know the story. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And he got, what did he get? I know there's deeper meaning to this, people, but we're doing deliverance, okay? And I love the other meaning to it also. But he was deceived. He got Leah instead of Rachel. And Leah, I won't go into that, is by the law, and Rachel was by grace. But the same curse, what she did, came forth in his life. And so we see the sins of the mother working in the son. So son, do you have any of your mother's traits? Do you deceive people? You know. Okay. There's one more I want. Over in Genesis 19. Let's look. You know, I have taught on the curse of alcohol and incest many, many times, but it never dawned on me till this morning as I was looking through the Word that this was the women's doing. In Genesis 19, and always thought it was Lot. You know, I mean, I said, go back to the sins of Lot. But it was his daughter's sins. The daughters got their father drunk and got pregnant by them, and that was the first incest. I think it was the first. First one I remember right at the moment. But I'm telling you, people, we need to begin to break the curses from our mothers. Even the mothers put curses on us with their mouth. And so do the fathers. But as the scripture said, the mothers are like the daughters are like the mothers. And the sons can be like their mothers, too. The sons can be like their fathers also. But we're not doing that one this afternoon, okay? Praise the Lord. And over in Galatians in chapter 6. I'm going to read that. I was going to read that one in 19 and I didn't, but I told you so. Okay, I'm saving time. All right. Mark it down. Go home and read it, study it, and come back and tell me about it. Galatians chapter 6. I can't even find Galatians. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Yeah. You know, in Genesis where God said that everything will reproduce after its own kind, the seed, after the seed. That's one reason I went back to Genesis 3 while ago was the word seed. God said everything that's sown, you don't sow an apple tree and get lemons, or maybe you get a little dried up apples, but you see, God says it will reproduce after its own kind. And what those mothers sowed, they reaped in their children. What those girls, when they slept with their father and produced children, look what happened to Moab and Ammon. Wasn't that the two? Deuteronomy 23 talks about that curse. And so here we see that it's coming forth within in the children. Over in, let's read Genesis 21. I didn't read the other one, but I want to read Genesis 21. I want you to see it. I want you to think about it. While we're doing this, I pray that you're thinking about things that you have loosed upon your own children. Can you see some of the things that you have done to your own children? I'm talking to the women, but you know, men, you have too. You have not been the covering for your family that you should have been, because you didn't. You were too busy making a living. You were too busy doing this or that. It's warm up here. In verse 24, he said, "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, and cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so." Genesis 1.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought I said 1. Excuse me. "And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good." So God said that what we sow, we're going to reap. Many times people have spoken to their children and said, "You dumb thing. You are the meanest kid I've ever seen. You will never amount to anything." And what did I heard someone say it just the last day or so. And we know what the scripture says. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And we have bound our kids. We have put curses upon them. And we have walked in the same thing that our mothers walked in. And we're seeing it come forth in life in our families right now. You see, someone told me, just sitting at the table back there yesterday, I heard someone say that I think it was Ruthie, said that they have these children and they're wards of the states or whatever, I don't remember the details, but you have to give them everything they want. And we can't do that to our kids. And I have seen people, mothers and fathers that have their work. You do know that this thing of greed and lust for things, mothers have worked because they go out, they want things, and they go out and they just continue buying, you know, until they get in debt, and it takes, the more they work, the more it takes to make ends meet. And so what I'm telling you this for is that when the mothers come home, they felt guilty because they left the children. I'm telling you this, I saw this in my own daughter. She worked to give her kids everything they ever wanted. And now, the children don't know what no means. And it's the sins that we have committed on our children that have brought them to where they are today. You can blame the devil for it, but you know, people, it's our fault.
Amen.
Because we have not done, we have not said no, we have not dealt with them. A lot of the times it's because we ourselves maybe didn't have the things we wanted when we was growing up, and we was determined to give it to our kids. But you know what? The biggest thing we wanted was love.
That's right.
And our children, that now the little ones that are walking, they need this love that we ourselves have not given them because we've been so busy making livings for them.
Amen.
And so we see the sins that we've committed coming forth in our children. Now, let's get back to the sicknesses. I've got a list that I'm going to work on in just a few minutes of calling some of the sicknesses out. My mother, I'm just saying this, my mother was, say, she had a migraine headache. And now the daughter is walking under this. My mother was sick, and I'll tell you the truth, my mother was sick all the time. I do not remember my mother not being sick as I was growing up. My sisters walked in that. Hear me now. I'm trying to show you that if you've got physical problems, check out where they came from. My sisters walked in exactly the same sickness that my mother did. Heart problem, high blood pressure. They were both, my mother and my two sisters were obese. And this came down through the bloodline because my mother's sisters were the same way. They were sick all the time. And we don't think about the sicknesses being handed down as much as we do other traits in our lives. But it is, and it comes down from mother to daughter. As I said at the beginning, my father was never sick. And so what we need to do is to go back at the beginning of where it came from. My grandmother died young. My mother died young. She was 59 years old. That's young. Next month will be 70. And they didn't have to.
That's right. Amen.
Because they didn't know how to stand on the Word. So if you will start going back, now look, it has much to do with those soul ties. Evil soul ties. Let me put the word evil in there. There is a good soul tie. We are bound to our children by good soul ties. But let me tell you something, if you're trying to control them, you got an evil soul tie. And what I mean, married kids, wrong kids, oh, we have to watch our baby. We have to take, you know, we have to be in charge of them. But we try to control our families by evil soul ties. You can't break a good soul tie, but you need to break evil soul ties.
Yeah.
And you need to, if your mother was sick, and I ministered to the lady back there a while ago, and broke an evil soul tie between her and her mother. And she got deliverance from it. Because through those soul ties, I was sharing with the ladies yesterday upstairs that when a person commits adultery and they form a soul tie with an individual, they not only are tied to that individual that they just committed adultery with, but everyone that individual has committed adultery with. And all this stuff can feed through if you are walking in that area. That's why the scripture in Proverbs 6:32 says that a person is wounded, they're destroyed anyways by it. The soul is destroyed. And so if through adultery and sicknesses, you can have those soul ties, through sin is what I was trying to say, those soul ties there, well, you would break those. But I have people say, well, I'm going to break a soul tie with my mother. But you need to break an evil soul tie. And you need to break break an evil soul tie between you and your child. And cut that stuff off and call the soul back. I believe it was Doc yesterday was talking about how I was discovered that the lady I was trying to get saved in our church for years tried to get her saved. She talked about God. If you talk to God about me, just to God, about God, I'm going to check up on you if you never mention the Son. I want to know if you know the Son. And this girl has been in the Baptist church all of her life. And they brought her to us one night, just set her down, said, deliver us up. I'm not God. I can't deliver that woman. I know nothing about her. But we prayed for her. And next thing we knew, she came to our church. I was trying to get her not to come. I didn't want her to come. I wanted her to stay where she was. That's terrible. But I didn't want that job to do. Because she was hearing voices. And all, I mean, it was really bad. But we began to pray for her, and nothing was happening. And we would do deliverance on her today, and she'd come back tomorrow and have the same spirits back again. That's why you don't deliver an unsaved person. But see, she told us that she was born again. And I didn't know for a while, and I began to tell her mother. She would never talk to me after I ministered to her. And I told her mother, I said, she's not saved. She said, oh, yes, she's been to church all her life. I said, I don't care if she has. God don't have any grandchildren. And I said, she doesn't know Jesus. I said, she never mentions Jesus Christ's name. And I couldn't get her lost to get her saved. You understand what I'm saying? But the thing was, no matter how much I prayed with her and talked to her, she couldn't understand or comprehend it. And I was ministering to her one Sunday morning, and this spirit spoke to me and said, you dumb old woman. And I didn't agree with him, but, you know, to each his own opinion. He said, when she came to you, she didn't have no soul. He said, you've been getting her soul back, and you're not even smart enough to know it. I thought, man, I'm really smart, but I wasn't going to let that thing know it. And I discovered that she did not have her soul. And as we were breaking soul ties and calling her soul back, we were breaking soul ties between her. We didn't know she didn't have a soul. But as we broke the soul tie, we would ask the Lord to restore her soul. So we were getting her soul back, even though we didn't even know it was missing. And then she came to know the Lord. when we, he said, we almost had her, that if her dumb old mama hadn't brought her to you, said we'd had her, she'd been ours forever. I promise you that thing told me that. And it was through deliverance that we got her soul back, and she began to receive deliverance. And when you find out something like that, you get excited. You think, that's what's wrong with so-and-so. And see, that's what was wrong with, they couldn't comprehend a word. They would hear it. They would read it. And she would tell me, I just don't read it very much because I don't understand anything I read. And I would say, well, just read it over and over again. You know, I'm real smart, read it over and over again, because that's what I do. If I don't understand, if I'm reading something, I would just read it over and over and over again. And I say, Lord, reveal it to me. I want to know what this is saying. And I, because after we prayed for a time, too, I really thought, you know, I still didn't see any fruit. But we got her soul back, and she began to really get deliverance. But see, she couldn't keep the demons out because she didn't have her soul. She had nothing there. She didn't know Jesus. So she had nothing there to fight when they would try to re-enter. So that's why I was doing this study in the area of the blood. I want to know, how many of you have ever given blood? How many of you have ever received blood? We need to break the curse. And let me tell you one more about the blood as well, since I mentioned this, and the soul. My son had a bleeding ulcer about 2 or 3 months ago. I don't remember. It might have been longer than that. Jim says when you get our age, you lose track of time. So how long has it been? And he began to bleed, and the time they got into the hospital, he was almost dead. He had almost lost every bit of his blood. And the doctor said that if it had been 5 minutes longer, he would not have made it. He would have been totally without his blood. And so they pumped blood into him. And I think they put about 12 pints in at that time. A bunch. It was a bunch. Was it? And he was in the hospital in intensive care for several days, and we brought him home, and he stayed with us, so he got on his feet. And then he's in the mission right now. He's working in the mission. But I have seen him totally change. And I had forgotten about the blood transfusions, that we need to break the curses that come through the soul, through the blood, and we need to break soul ties with every pint of blood that he had. But you better believe when I get home, I'll do it. And we're seeing, and we see through deliverance, through breaking these soul ties and calling the soul back. And I try to encourage people, you didn't lose your soul, parts of your soul all at once. You know, they say to tell us, you know, when you're getting old, you know, older, they'll say, I'm not getting older. I'm really not. I'm, you know, the scripture says my spirit man is renewed day by day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyesight was not dim, and his natural strength was not abated. So God, my God is no respecter of persons. So I tell you what, I'm not getting older.
And we agree with Jack.
If people try to put old age on you, I get so sick and tired of that. They say, you know, you don't need to be doing that. I ride a lawnmower, I drive a tractor and cut my grass and push a lawnmower and raise roses and all that kind of stuff. But they'll say, you know, and if you can't remember real well, they'll say, well, you know, that just goes along with old age. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the pit of hell. If you can't remember, you need to say, Father, I need my soul back in that area. Restore my soul. He said in Psalm 23, he restores my soul. And we, what I started out to say was, you didn't lose it all at one time, and the devil's not going to give it up real easy. He'll tell you, you got it. Say, no, I hadn't. And I want it all. I want that one back that helps keep this body from decaying. What did it mean that Moses' natural strength was not abated? He, at 120, well, they were living with Jack before the flood for hundreds of years. So why can't we have a better covenant than they had? Why can't we live that way? Because we have let the enemy take all of our ground. We don't even believe the word. I get people debating with me about the soul. Don't debate with me about the word. I'm not going to listen to you. Some old demon sitting there that's illegal, what we call a lawyer demon, wants to debate. I said, "Don't. I'm not going to debate with you." The word said it. He said he restores my soul, and he does. Okay? You know, when I preach, I kind of Shoot a scatter load. I kind of wander around, but that's okay. Go to Exodus chapter 20. I told you if I had time, I'd go to sins of the fathers. I wanted to preach this afternoon on sin. I'll do it yet, one day, one time. Sin. You know, we don't call it what it is anymore.
Amen.
We don't call it sin. And when you tell me that you are full of the Holy Ghost, you just lied. God wants you full. And when you quit sinning, when you start walking in holiness, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. But I don't know anybody doesn't. People, they will lie to you. Just tell them, well, it's not a real bad lie. It's just a white lie. But still a lie. My Bible says that no lie will enter heaven. Doesn't it say that in Revelation 21, verse 7 or 8? And we are not full of the Holy Ghost. We might get filled up, but we're leaky vessels. There's all kind of holes in us, and we lose it. And so we really need to continue praying, Lord. Every time you get deliverance, you need to say, Lord, I got holes now. Fill them up with your presence. And put a hunger in me for the Word. And put revelation knowledge in me so I can walk on and walk from this level. I want to go up that mountain to the very top, to Zion, run up the mountain that we're singing that, you know, climbing to Zion. But but because we get deceived, we get self-deceived. I get so mad at people that think they don't need deliverance. Well, I do. I know that I am not the only one that has to have deliverance. And they said, well, I'm so pious. What'd you do to get all those demons? I had them ask me, well, you did something? I tell you, God wants us free.
Amen.
He wants us healed. He wants us restored. And He wants us to walk where He the way He made us. In Genesis, before Adam sinned and Eve, I didn't go on to that, girls. I backed off. I didn't want the men to give y'all whipping about all that us women did. Never going to get on the men. Exodus 20, verse 1 said, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What's your God, men? Is your car? Is your job? And this is men and women. You know, a lot of men make their automobile their car. They polish it. They spit shine it, or whatever they call that. And the god of sports. Oh, men don't think sports is a god. I go play golf. I don't read that in my Bible. You can play golf if you want to. I'm gonna look for the Lord. I'm gonna seek the Lord with all my heart. You say, well, I have to have relaxation. Come visit me. Yeah. We'll do a little deliverance. You get all the exercise you want. We compromise God's word. Well, I'm under the new covenant. Well, I'm blessed God, so am I. The word says that we have a better covenant. Yes, we do.
Amen.
But Jesus also said when he healed the blind man's eyes, that was born blind, and I know it has another meaning to it, but he said, they asked him, did he sin or did his parents sin? And that tells me Jesus was talking about the sins of the fathers that are visited on the children of the third and the fourth generation. Say, well, Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet. That's true. But go over and read what Paul said. So we have gods, we have false gods, and God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, that is in earth, in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters underneath the earth. You know, I just believe what the word says. And I really don't see, I think man put this division between the Old and New Testament. I don't think God did it. And we've come to the conclusion, well, we don't have to believe the things he put in the Old Testament because we're in the new under the new covenant. But the word says that the old was given to us as example. You eat blood and see if you don't die. It brings a perpetual curse upon you and your family. God said, I didn't go through the scriptures in Leviticus. He said, you're not to eat the blood. that the life of the flesh is in the blood. The soul, listen, if you're eating, oh dear Lord, if you're eating raw meat, you're getting souls of animals in you. We need to get bestiality out of you. Think about it. I'm talking about rare steaks. Have you ever done it? So, we need to get the soul of the beast out of you. If the life of the flesh is in the blood, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, this and the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You know why we all still walking around? It's because of the mercy and the grace of God. Because we have not been taught how to walk in the Word and believe the Word. We just believe what we wanted to of it. The only thing I ever heard for years and years and years was salvation. And that wasn't true salvation because I didn't understand it. I asked Jesus into my heart, but they couldn't tell me how he came in. I wanted to know. I said, Lord, I would read this word and I'd sit and cry and I'd say, God, I just want to know. And so I go to the preacher. I didn't find you, Brother Jack. I come ask you. I said, Brother so-and-so, would you tell me what this means? How did I get saved? Now, Mildred, I'll get back to you. That's been a long, long time, and you haven't got back to me yet. And they send me out, busy knocking on doors to bring people into the church. And I'd go out, and I'd share Jesus with them. I'd say, you know, Jesus loves you. And he'll come into your life and change you. But don't ask me how, because I really don't know how. I just know the Word says it. He says, invite him in. Romans, I've got Romans rolled, you know, the whole thing. And I said, but I said, he does what he says he'll do. And he'll change your life. And I'd get people born again. They'd come to church, they'd get baptized, and they'd set them down. And go get another one.
You go get one.
You go get one, too. And they were sending babies out to birth babies.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what they was doing. So I'd just sit and cry, and I'd say, God, I'll tell you, this eye thing was really working. I was doing everything I was doing to find the Lord, and I couldn't find him. And I'd go home and cry. And he finally sent someone to me to tell me about the Holy Ghost. And they threw me out of church when I got the Holy Ghost. They don't want the Holy Spirit in the church.
That's right.
They threw us out.
Yeah.
They said, the preacher called us into the office. He set us down. There was four of us. Thanks for us. And they had a board sitting there. You know what I mean? The pastor and the deacons. And he said, what you got, if it's so good, share it with everybody else. But don't you tell them about it. Now, how can you share if you don't tell them? And he said, if you're not happy here, won't you leave? Get out of here. Well, we were happy. We would love to share what we had. But they didn't like it. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I didn't know how to get saved, how to tell people that Jesus Christ would come into their heart and life. So I sought the Lord, and he told me, it's the Word with the Spirit that brings forth a new birth. We're back to the seed again. The seed, the angel of the Lord. They told me that an angel couldn't preach the gospel, and you know, I found out an angel could. He preached to Mary. He said, he came from the throne of God and said, I've come and you're going to conceive and you're going to have a child and a baby and his name is Jesus and he's going to save his people from sin. And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. Whew, glory. The Holy Ghost. And that's the way you're born again. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. She received that seed of the word, the incorruptible seed into her spirit, and the Holy Ghost brought forth that baby Jesus conceived in her womb, and that's the way he's conceived in you and I. And I'll tell you something else, when you and I become one, how do I get on this, Lord? When you and I become one with Jesus Christ, then the Son of God comes forth. He bursts. And it all, you have to have deliverance to get to where you can believe the word like God just wants you to believe it. Sins of the fathers. I was on the sins of the fathers and I got on the new birth. God's mercy and his grace. He loves us so much. And, you know, he loves us so much that he brought us here. He said, now, all that you receive, all this word that you receive, and all the teaching you receive, and as you get deliverance, as you're getting free from, get out from under the bondage you're under, go out and give it. He says, freely you receive, freely give.
Amen.
And then he said here, and showing mercy unto thousands and grace. I'm not going to go on. Now, we're going to get into deliverance. Can we get into deliverance this afternoon? I've kind of scattered a little bit out. One thing I do want you to remember, we need to break in biblical cords between the mother and the child. Soul time. If you're still bound to the mother, the sins of, if you're walking in hatred towards your mother, you will hate women. If you're walking in hatred towards your father, you'll have a spirit of hate of father there. If your mother had cancer, you go to the doctor, he says, did your mother have high blood pressure? He's checking you out to see if you have high blood pressure. And if your father had it, they say it's in the genes. It sure is. Those genes that transfer. I had a script up in Hebrews where Levi was in the loins of Abraham when Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. He was in his loins. We were in the loins of our fathers and our mothers when they sinned. We were there in their genes, in their loins, and then we come forth. See, Levi paid tithes through Abraham. And so we receive those curses. So if your mother or father has been under sickness, and really my big concern this afternoon was sickness and diseases. And let me tell you something. Y'all may not like this, but I'm going to say it. When you break a soul tie with your father, you need to break a soul tie with your real father. I don't know who your real father is. And I don't mean this ugly, but you know, we need to really break a soul tie with our real father, biological father. The one, yes, thank you, Jack. That one that we were conceived from. Okay? And it's an evil soul tie. We need to break it. We break soul ties with our father sometimes, and we need to say, Father, I break a soul tie between myself and my biological father, the one that birthed me, caused me to come forth. And the woman, too. Yeah, right. Well, so I'm going to let, I said, I told my husband I might do this, but I'll let him do it. I'm going to let him come up here. But one thing I want to do, I want to read something to you. That in the area of doing deliverance on these sins that come from the mother and the sins that come from the father, I have this, I break the soul tie between each one here and their biological father. I break every part of an evil soul tie. One that, through that soul tie, where there can be incest, there can be rape, there can be bestiality, there can be all kinds of spirits that come through in the name of Jesus. Idolatry, hate of God. There's if your father and mother never have gone to church, you might have to deal with a curse of hate, a spirit of hate of God. I think there's a lot of that on everybody's back in their background. You really, how far back do you know? Do you know all about your grandfather and grandmother? No, not really. You only know what they told you, what they let you know about them. You don't know anything about your mother and father except what they let you know. You really don't. Soul of the mother, and through the soul of the mother, sickness, disease, such as heart problems, high blood pressure, cancer, a large stomach. Pray, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this afternoon and in that name, and Father, come in my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And I bind every spirit here in the name of Jesus to my authority, and when we call their name, they will come out in Jesus' name. Father, your word says that the believer will cast out devils, and your word says that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come in that authority that you've given unto me. And you said that every name that has a name will bow to the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for the power and authority to bring the due deliverance in Jesus' name. And I break a soul tie between each one here and the Father, real Father, in the name of Jesus. And I call out the spirit of incest, of rape, idolatry, hate of God, curse, and I break the curse of the bastard. I call out perversion, sexual perversion, lust, in the name of Jesus, from the soul tie with the Father, in the name, real Father, in the name of Jesus, the biological Father. Come out of them now, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of them. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break a soul tie between each one here and their mother, an evil soul tie, and I call that spirits of infirmity, all kinds of sickness, all kinds of sickness and disease, heart problems, high blood pressure, cancer, large stomach, craving, gluttony, all the hurts in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirit of whoredom, spirit of prostitute, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. All kind of witchcraft that came in through the mother. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of witchcraft and curses, hexes, vexes, jinxes, spells, incantation, blood sacrifices, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break every curse from eating of blood of any kind. I break every curse from blood transfusions. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break soul ties between each one and the blood transfusions they had, and I call those evil soul ties out now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And if you've had blood transfusions, make those things come out. Cough them out. Get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, the souls of every one of the people that the blood has gone into your body, it has to go. Father, you said that you would cleanse the blood that had not been cleansed. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cleanse our blood, Father. Make it pure. Purify our blood by the blood of Jesus, that no infirmity, no sickness, no disease can stay in it in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call out incest, lust, rape, alcohol addiction, tobacco, smoking, cigarette addiction. In the name of Jesus, spirits of abuse, come out of there. Physical abuse, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse, in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, idolatry, child sacrifice, abortion, spirits of abortion. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of rebellion. All spirits of rebellion, rejection, all the hurts, anger, wrath, come out of there. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. You have to go. You cannot stay. You will obey that name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Spirits of harlotry, fornication, whoredom, adultery, idolatry, pride, lust, fear, polluted blood. I call that polluted blood out from all those transfusions in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all those false gods, I call them out. God of self, child sacrifice, spirits of abortion, murder, anger, guilt, shame. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of blindness and dumbness, unclean spirits, come out of them. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Madness, insanity, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. All the fears, fear of being delivered, fear of deliverance, fear of letting anyone know, in the name of Jesus, come out of there. All fears. Fears, come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, spirit of Abaddon, Apollyon, come out of there. Spirits of destruction, let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of hurt, I call that wound out of the spirit. The spirit that the words that have cut into the spirit, into the heart, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Cancerous spirits. Cancer of the blood, tumors, all kinds of tumors. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Come out in the name, Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Tormenting spirits. Fear and all the torment that goes with fear. All the pride, lust. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sexual perversion. All those spirits that are under sexual perversion, come out of there, man, in Jesus' name. All that came through the blood from the fathers, I call it out. I call the soul of the break that soul tie with that grandfather and grandmother and all the sickness that's under the grandfather and the grandmother's side of the family. Incest, lust, rape, child abuse. In the name of Jesus, dumbness. Come out of there. Overeating, whoredom, come out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. I call out spirit guides, family line spirit guides and familiar spirits. Come out of them. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of there. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Rebellion, spirits of rebellion. Rejection. Disobedience, disobeying the word of God. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I call out that hunter of souls that goes and hunts the souls to make it fly. Father, restore the soul. Restore our soul, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, and drive out everything that's in its place in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, spirits of deception, deceiving spirit, alcohol, addiction, blindness, greed. In the name of Jesus. Fornication, come out of there now. Lies and deception, come out. Let them go. The accuser of the brethren, turn them loose and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen and let go. Come out of there. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go. You can take it now. Here. I'll finish. Let you finish. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's your list. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out. Come on out. Move. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Everything that came in at conception from the mother. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call out every evil spirit that moved through the bloodline. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let her go. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out rebellion. Rebellion in the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. All the rebellion that came in. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Rebellion. Rebellion. Come out of them. Come out. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, unbelief. Unbelief. I call out unbelief. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Unbelief. In the name of Jesus, hatred. Spirit of hatred. Come on out. Come on out. Move. Move. In Jesus' name. Everybody work now. Take a deep breath. Blow them out. Blow them out. Come on. Work with me. Come out. Come out. You don't want them. We don't want them. Let's get rid of them today. Today is the day. Come out. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out. Hatred. Hatred. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Those spirits of madness and insanity. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Madness. Insanity. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit of fear. All types of fear. Fear and torment. Torment and fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Fear. Fear and torment. Torment. The spirit of destruction. Destruction. You've got to go. Destruction. Come out of them. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All of destruction. Spirits of destruction. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Cough them up. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Cough them. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. I call witchcraft. I call all the witchcraft in the name of Jesus. All types of witchcraft. I call voodoo. Voodoo witchcraft. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The voodoo witchcraft. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out. All witchcraft. Witchcraft. Witchcraft curses. Curses. In the name of Jesus. Curses brought on by witchcraft. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call that spirit of rejection. Rejection from the womb. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the rejection. Rejection. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every one of you has had and felt rejection at one time or another. You've got a spirit of rejection. If you haven't had it, says stop. Now's the time to get rid of it. It won't work on the way home if you won't have anybody to call it out. Take a good deep breath and cough him out. Tell him to go. He's got to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All that rejection. Rejection. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of rejection. Rejection. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the hurt from the rejection. I release that hurt. All the memory recall. I bind that memory recall. Cast it out in Jesus' name from the rejection and the hurts. All the hurts in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Fear of rejection. Fear of being rejected. I cast out fear of being rejected in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Discouragement. Spirit of discouragement. Spirit of disappointment. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come on out. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Discouragement and disappointment. In the name of Jesus. Fear of failure. Fear of failure. I cast a failure spirit out. A spirit of failure. In the name of... No, you can't stay. You can't have this, people. We are overcomers. We never fail in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to go. Come out. Come out. All of the failure. All of the failure and the fear of failure. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. King of kings. Lord of lords. He is King. He is Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all those who've been under sexual abuse, I cast that spirit of sexual abuse out. I command you, loose them. Loose them and come out. Come out. Don't hold on to it. Get rid of it. Now's the time. Come out. Come out. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse. Let them go. Let them go. Physical abuse. Physical abuse. Come on out. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. All types of the abuse, especially that sexual abuse. Incest. A spirit of incest. Molested when a child. Molestation of a child. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, you can sit there and hold whatever you want, but you know that I would say that at a group like this that over 50% have been molested. And having dealt with people that come to us for deliverance, 50%, at least 50% have been molested in childhood. And if you want to hold on to that, you can. You can keep it. But now's the time to get rid of it. Now's the time. There's a bondage with it. It tears you up. It does all types of things to the body. And now, get rid of it. I call that incest out. The spirit of incest. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Nobody pays any attention to what you're doing. Get rid of it. Nobody cares. They're too busy with their own. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Incest. Incest. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Spirit of incest. Lesbianism. Lesbianism. Come out. Come out. Homosexuality. Spirit of homosexuality. You're a liar. You're a thief. You can't hide. Come out. Come out. All the lesbian spirits. All homosexual spirits. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Those spirits of lust. All spirits of lust. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no place here. You have no place in God's economy. Lust has no place here. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spiritual rape. Rape. Rape in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of rape. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Perversion. I call perversion out. All the perversion. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of perversion. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Adultery. Spirit of adultery. spirit of adultery, you can't stay. Come out. I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, He is King. He is Lord. Jesus commands. Jesus is in charge of this meeting. Jesus is the one in authority. You can't stay. You cannot stay in the name of the Lord Jesus. All spirits of adultery, all spirits of fornication, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all sexual spirits, lust spirits, unnatural sexual spirits and perversion, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. That's all right. It's just a demon. Just a little old demon acting up back there. Come on out. It's got to go, too. It'll go. Come out. Come out. Come out. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus now. Come out of her. Come out of her. We take authority and bind you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those unclean spirits, all of those unclean spirits, all the sexual spirits, the unclean, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. The perversion, the rape, fornication, adultery, oral sex, anal sex, all of the perversion spirits, in Jesus' name, you have no place in God's people. I command you in Jesus' name, loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is King. He is Lord. He commands. Loose. Loose in Jesus' name and come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unforgiveness has to go. All unforgiveness. All unforgiveness. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Spirits of unforgiveness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Bitterness, all bitterness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, spirit of bitterness. Spirit of bitterness, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of lying. Lying in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Lying spirits. All lying spirits. Deceptive spirits. Deception. Spirit of deception. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pride. Pride. Pride, you are defeated. Pride, you have to go. Leviathan, king of pride. I break the power of Leviathan, king of pride, over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to loose this people. And come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Cough them up now. Breathe them. Breathe them out. Work with me. Let's just get rid of them. Let's get rid of them. Blaspheming spirit. Jezebel. Jezebel, you've got to go. That spirit of Jezebel. You cannot stay in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Jezebel spirit. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. I cast out confusion. Confusion. You can't stay. Confusion. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. All spirits of confusion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The witchcraft, the control, I cast out control in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I cast out a spirit of addiction. Addiction in the name of Jesus. Addiction to alcohol. Addiction to wine. Strong drink. Addiction to any alcoholic spirits. An addiction to those spirits, the taste for it, desire for it. In Jesus' name, I break your hold and I command you to go. I cast out addiction for nicotine in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the desire, the craving. I break the power of that craving over you in Jesus' name. And I cast it out in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command it. Loosen. Loosen and let them go. Loosen. There are those who want to be free today, who want to be set free from nicotine, from wine, from strong drink. In the name of Jesus, come on out of that. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All addictive spirits. Addictive spirits. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name you will obey. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. I cast out witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. I bind the witch. I bind the witch and I destroy your power. I loose the power from her. In Jesus' name I cast it out. And I cast the witch out. Spirit of a witch. I cast the curse from the witch out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're wondering why some things happen in your life. Have you ever considered that you're cursed? You're cursed. You're cursed sometimes. You're cursed sometimes by God. But more times you're cursed by a witch or a wizard. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the curse that's been loosed upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy the power of the curse, the witchcraft curse, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus, I destroy the curse. In Jesus' name, I free you from the power of the witchcraft curse, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes every witchcraft curse. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we cast it out. We cast it out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Loose them. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, I cast out spirits of infirmity. Spirits of infirmity. Sickness. All types of sickness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, high blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Blood disease. In the name of Jesus, I call out low hemoglobin. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all types of blood diseases, in the name of Jesus, I call them out and I command them to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I call out emphysema. Emphysema in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that spirit of asthma. Asthma in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that spirit of asthma out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Asthma. Asthma can't stay. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. Come on out. Spirit of asthma. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. I break the curse of cancer over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I destroy that curse of cancer in your life. And I command it to dry up, to shrivel, and dry away in the name of the Lord Jesus, never to bear fruit in the life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of cancer, and I call the spirit of cancer out. Cancer, you've got to go. Spirit of cancer, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. All types of cancer. I don't care what part of the body you're in, from skin cancer all the way to brain tumors. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Tumors, all types of tumors, all types of growths. Growth on the body, in the name of Jesus. Growth in the body, in the name of Jesus. I cast you out. I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All growths. Growths in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All malignancy. All malignancy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of malignant tumors and growths in the name of my Savior, King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus. Jesus, I break it in the power and authority of my Lord Jesus. And I release you from that bondage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, demon. The Lord rebuke you, and I test you out. I test you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kidney infection. I come against kidney infection. Spirits of the, harass the kidney and the bladder. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. All infection in the urinary tract. Anything in the urinary tract that has attacked the urinary tract. In Jesus' name, I curse you and I command you to loose these people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Come on out.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.